This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's kick off this midweek blues and help us get it through the middle of the week with some good news. That'll help. Kevin, what's coming up in our good news?
This is a good news story that, Brett, I know you can relate to. And Hannah, you're going to love it because it includes something you enjoy.
All right, we'll find out what that is in one song on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Three construction workers in Iowa used a trampoline to save a kid from a house fire.
Wow, look at that.
Wow.
Yes, I chose that story because Brett has saved somebody's life in a fire, and Hannah enjoys trampolines.
Yeah.
I once ran into a burning building. It was a dog, but I helped to get the dog out and the person out, but I ran into burning buildings before. And the fire department said, don't ever do that again when I came out.
Yeah, they're like, you're an idiot.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing? Yeah.
That's what these construction workers did, okay? They noticed there was a kid trapped on a top floor of a building and needed something to land on, so they got the trampoline.
Straight from
it's
the cartoon.
Genius.
Yes.
Like,
right?
Like,
go get the trampoline. They're like running around trying to catch the person.
So they caught the kid, but they also noticed other people were in the house, so they ran into the house to save two other people. They did suffer minor injuries. In fact, one of them had second-degree burns on his upper body and spent the night in the hospital, but he's going to be okay. The most important thing, though, is everybody survived because of their quick actions.
That is crazy. It literally is straight. But in the cartoons, the trampoline always breaks through.
Yes.
Like, it always rips.
Glad to hear this one held up nicely.
No, that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Let's pretend you wake up 12 minutes before your alarm was set.
Oof.
Kind of like in that like place where you're like, I can't really fall back asleep and get into a deep sleep. Do I get up? But it's 12 minutes. That's way earlier than you wanted to get up. And every minute of sleep counts. Trust me, I have three kids. What do you do, Hannah?
I'm going back to bed. I'm one of those people that can fall asleep super quick. It's like one of my superpowers and a giant blessing. So I'm rolling back over and enjoying those 12 minutes.
Really? I thought you would turn on the news.
Yeah.
Usually I would.
12 more minutes of news.
My alarm is set before the news, so I have to wait anyway. So, yeah.
And that's frustrating already.
More
to wait longer.
I so wish I could do that, Hannah. I can't. If I'm up there early, I'm up. And I hate that. And it happens way more than it should.
Oh, really? Kevin, what time is your alarm set for?
My alarm is set for 2 o'clock.
And you'll sometimes get up before the
and you're just like, might as well get up.
I'm absolutely falling back asleep.
It's 12 minutes.
I set about 7 alarms every morning, and in between all of those alarms, I fall back asleep.
In between, like in the snooze?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm getting up. Like, you're not like going to fall back asleep. And if you do, if you just suddenly somehow fall back asleep, it is literally like 1 minute sleep and it goes off and it just pisses you off.
It actually feels like you sleep for hours.
No, it's the worst feeling.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's find out what's trending. We put 2 minutes on the clock, we read a headline, and then we scroll through the internet, and Hannah tells me which ones I need to click on. Harvard happiness experts share 10 things you could do even today that instantly will boost your happiness.
Let's hear it.
Keep your mind and body active. Go for an exercise. Go for a walk.
Love it.
Be nice to others. If you are nice to people, you put niceness out. People are usually nice back. Spend your money on loved ones. Check on your health status. Join a club. Engage in physical activity. Belong to a faith and practice it. Go out in nature, build connections, and give back and be generous.
It seems like a lot of these things have to do with physical activity.
Yes, and giving back. Yes. Both of those two. Like, yes. The rules Americans ditch on vacation.
What?
Nature and physical activity. They do. I do think it's
I'm
a lot of it.
I'm surprised nature's one.
No, I was joking.
Oh.
I was just saying all the things that make us happy. We just once we're on vacation, we're wild. We're out of control. No, budgets don't exist. Calories don't exist. And most Americans say rules and responsibilities don't exist.
It's relaxation time.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, you're like, kids aren't allowed to jump on the bed. You're on vacation. Everyone's allowed to jump on the bed kind of motto. Wendy's is switching their lettuce. Do you care?
People are going to care. If you change anything, people are going to flip out. Did we not just learn this from Cracker Barrel?
So Wendy's burgers and chicken sandwiches have a whole leaf of romaine lettuce on there.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They do.
They're switching to shredded iceberg lettuce. This says it'll improve their consistency.
Interesting.
I am not going to like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to change the taste.
Don't touch my junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
They just throw like a leaf on there, guys.
Right.
This is why I don't get lettuce on my burger. It's a weird thing. Who wants a leaf on their burger?
It's
don't get lettuce at all.
It's just messy now.
They say now they can deliver it in bags instead of actually peeling it every day. What makes you feel naked when you're not?
Not wearing jewelry.
Yes, that was on there. Forgetting to wear my wedding ring.
If I don't have this necklace on, I am nude.
Forgetting deodorant or perfume, talking in front of a crowd, forgetting my phone makes me feel naked, and then eye contact. When someone makes direct eye contact with you, you're like, why are you looking at me like that? This is so awkward.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kristen, how are you?
I am doing fabulous.
Fabulous. I like that. Hannah, how are you doing?
Extra fabulous.
Wow, extra fabulous, Kristen.
I am extra fabulous. I've been trying to call for the longest time, and I am just fabulous.
Finally got through.
All right. Yeah. Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to deal with fabulous Kristen here. It'll be a pop culture showdown. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five questions. That's why we make sure Hannah leaves the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers. Are you ready, Kristen?
Yes, I am.
You know what I have to say back to that? Fabulous.
Fabulous.
All right, here we go. Who won the most awards at the 2025 Emmys for a comedy series setting a new record for that category?
Severance.
All right. I have never seen Severance, but I do not think it's a comedy. Is it a comedy, guys?
I don't know either. I
think
it's
a dark comedy in some way, shape, or form.
It is not a comedy.
Okay.
No, it's crazy.
Okay. Who sings the song Shape of You?
It's Sharon.
All right. Selena Gomez confirmed that she will reprise her role on the Disney show that gave her her start. What show did Selena star in as Alex Russo?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah. All right. They just announced the headliners for Coachella. Name someone headlining Coachella.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. And what does Winnie the Pooh love to eat?
Honey.
Boom. 4 out of 5.
Nice. Wow.
Yes. The only question you missed was an Emmy question, and that was a tricky one. Great showing from you, Kristen. You were ready to play. We're going to bring Hannah back in and see if she can get 4 out of 5, all right?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the studio. Hannah's homeschool is on. It is the Brett Mega Show. All right. We were joking around a lot about Kristen, who we said is just fabulous. But Kristen, you really did do a fabulous job on those pop culture questions.
Thank you.
Tell Hannah just how fabulous you did.
I got 4 out of 5.
Whoa, okay.
You got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Hannah, tie does go towards your record. Kristen says she's been waiting to play you, and she had a strong showing. Who won the most amount of awards at the 2025 Emmys for comedy series, setting a new record for that category?
It's the one with Seth Rogen. The studio.
The studio. Yes. Nice. Who sings the song Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
Selena Gomez confirmed that she will reprise her role on the Disney show that gave her a start. What show did Selena star in as Alex Russo?
Wizards of Waverly Place. AB, you're welcome that I got that correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, 3 for 3. Yes, AB does watch the
I
original,
still watch that
watches
show.
The new one, which is like,
yeah.
Like the waves after Waverly Place or whatever mm-hmm. it's called. Name someone headlining Coachella.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, you guys both named Sabrina. And what does Winnie the Pooh love to eat?
Honey.
5 for 5 for Woo! Hannah. Strong showing from both, but Hannah was perfect, Kristen. You missed that first Emmy question. Dang it.
That's all right. A worthy opponent.
Worthy opponent, yes. But you got to say this is Kristen and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kristen and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show, though. This is the number one food we hated as a kid, but now that we're all grown up and big adults, we love it.
Hmm.
What did you hate as a kid? Hannah actually still hates it all, so who knows? She
yeah,
can't answer
a
from
pig
a
eater.
Perspective.
Okay, I'm going to say something I hated as a kid and I still hate now, naturally. I'm going to say ketchup.
What? Ooh. You think that's the
kids
number one?
Like ketchup.
Kids love ketchup.
What?
Yeah, you're just weird.
I never did. My
terrible
hate for
answer.
Ketchup runs strong.
All right, Kevin.
Is vegetables too broad?
Yes.
It's got to
yes,
be specific.
Kevin, you can't take a whole category.
I'm taking all the vegetables.
So aggressive before AB guesses.
Right. Then I'll say broccoli.
Broccoli. AB.
I'm going to say pickles. Ooh.
Neither are correct.
855.
Was I right?
No, ketchup is not even close. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, what did you hate as a kid, but now as adults, people love?
855-444-6342. Mega.
Let's give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the number one food we hated as a kid, but we love now as an adult. I have a different answer to this and finish number 2. And go ahead and read it.
I'm just going to fly through
okay,
the
there's
text
a bunch
line.
Of them?
Right. Yes. Broccoli, tomatoes, sour cream, asparagus, shrimp. Shout out shrimp. green beans, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts is what I thought was because Brussels sprouts are so trendy now. And it was number 2. Someone did get the number 1 answer.
Oh, we still have more.
Asparagus.
Oh, asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Huh.
Kids
yeah,
hate asparagus
with
and you go,
steak yep. is good.
Is it? I feel like.
I like it.
Why? It just tastes like nothing.
Right. You got to put a ton of butter on it.
Yeah. Like it's just a weird.
Bring on the butter.
AB has a new best friend, and it's like the most unlikely pairing ever. Find out who it is in 3 minutes on the Brett Mega Show. So this is interesting. I've asked ChatGPT to. Give us descriptions of our personalities just by our Instagram.
Oh, boy.
So I just, through our Instagram handle, I said, hey, can you describe these 4 people on the Brett Mega Show based off our Instagram on the Brett Mega Show? So follow us on Instagram. And I thought it was interesting for a couple of reasons. One, it's the persona that you're putting out on social media and the persona that you want to be perceived on social media, because it's not even just like we're choosing the clips that we are posting.
Good point.
And AB is editing a lot of the videos that we, so it's almost like how you see us, AB, as a video editor or whatever it was we post. Which
well,
I think
I'm the
is
one that me, Hannah, am the one that runs the Instagram. So if it roasts me, I'm roasting myself.
And then what you decide to post is from Hannah. So it's like how AB had put a clip together and then how and what Hannah had posted. And it just makes you think about, are you the same person that social media thinks you are? And I thought, I wonder what ChatGPT says. So like for Hannah, what would you, give me some like word choices that you would use to describe yourself, and I'll tell you what ChatGPT said about you. Because all I did was put our Instagram in there.
Loud.
Loud? Okay. What other things would you say?
Outgoing.
It did say that about you.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious. It says she brings transparency, honesty. Her stories tend to be lively, sometimes excited, energetic. She really engages with the younger audience. She is active social media influencer vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you give off social media influencer vibes?
I think that's spot on.
And the biggest thing that she posts about is trying new things in her first, like she's trying to figure out life. Like the field goal kicking incident where maybe she should just eat some nachos. It did say that.
Yeah.
Why does it say that? But it's interesting.
We talked about nachos in that video at the very end.
Oh, really? That's interesting. So it must have pulled like the, like here's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree. I'm in my 20s, so I am trying new things all the time. I think we used to do a segment called Hannah's Hard Jobs. And so it probably pulled a lot of those where I was experiencing jobs for the first time, so that's probably where it pulled that from.
Said not afraid to show off their humorous side and their mistakes, but likes to be seen as aesthetically pleasing, whatever that means. So it probably means you want to be an influencer, but you can't.
I fail a lot.
Yeah, you can't.
But I own it. I own it. Yeah. I own my mistakes.
So you feel like ChatGPT did a good description just
really
off the
Pret
Mega show? Interesting. Kevin, this is how I know by the way, I can tell ChatGPT lies and cheats. It's because of Kevin.
Oh, why? What did it say?
So, Kevin, how would you describe yourself a little bit?
Oh, you know, I'd say handsome, brave, genius, intellect.
Yeah, that's what it said about
check,
you.
Check.
There's another word for perfect. No.
It says warmth, wisdom, lot of dad jokes, connects with the older generation. Seems like he has kids that are further along in life. Here's the thing. Kevin shows his willingness to do anything for the show, including dressing in drag with Brett.
Oh, my God.
Which I thought was so funny, but that's not on our Instagram anymore. So where
they're just pulling it from the internet. They went to the archives.
Because it used to be on our Instagram, but we deleted it because that was a previous show. And I was like, wait a minute, ChatGPT, I see through you. You like calling out Kevin for dressing in drag. That's not even on our social media. So it goes to show you, though, the internet, like, you live forever. Like, if you did something like dressed in drag.
It's in the
cloud. And it feels like, ChatGPT was able to grab
that. Hey, I told you I was handsome. I'm just a handsome woman.
Yeah. AB, how would you describe yourself?
I'm a Christian. I feel like I'm calm and laid back.
It says, rooted in faith, first thing.
Mm. Oh,
strong,
awesome.
Strong storytelling, brought in thoughtful perspective on conversations, balances humor, heavier topics, and reflection, likes to share days in her lives.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram if you want to see a day in the life.
Yeah, and there's a little bit more when it comes to AB. It's just on a different page. Hold on. It's pages stuck together.
We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. She also just tries. It seems like she is just holding it together and shares a lot of those holding it together moments.
Really?
It feels like it's quoting it, like you're just holding it together. Let's see. Is that a quote that you use in one of your posts?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Just
trying to hold it together over
Maybe
here.
Maybe that's just the vibe I give off on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Maybe it's because of her tiredness. Maybe.
Yeah. When it comes to AB, this is the best you're going to get.
You know what? Yeah.
What is
that?
Which I thought
that should
was
be my motto.
This is the best.
The best you're going to get.
That should be his motto. And I'll quickly do mine. It says, leader, sets the tone, shares his life, dad of three, humorous, open, and connects with people. Would you guys say that describes me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing I'll say that it pulled is it pulled who posts the most on social media. Who do you think posts the most amount of times on social media?
out of our show?
Yeah.
I low-key think it's Brett.
Yep. 2-1 out of anyone else.
Really? Oh, wow.
I posted almost nearly 500 times. AB was the closest with just shy of like 280 posts.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be surprised. Kevin has never posted it.
Yeah.
As a male.
Yeah, never
That's
know.
Why it knows me. Yeah.
Almost 2-1 on posts. Look at me.
What?
Yeah, I used to live it previously. It was all old posts. Then I became a dad and social media became a thing. But it was super interesting that you could just literally put your Instagram into ChatGPT and it'll tell you the persona that you're giving off to the rest of the world and see if it matches what you think you are.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Friday's going to be a really big day for the Cyrus family because Miley is going to be dropping a new single called Secrets. And she teased a little clip of this song on her Instagram that might not sound like much, but this song supposedly has layers.
Anywhere you go, anywhere you go, you know I'll follow.
So that's all she teased, Anywhere You Go, I Follow. And this song is supposed to be dedicated all to her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, which if you know, you know, they've kind of had like a pretty rocky relationship this past year. And the title alone, Secrets, is a really interesting song title to be like given as a gift to your dad, because that's what Billy Ray posted, that the song was a gift to him for his birthday from Miley. So the fact that it's called Secrets kind of makes me raise the eyebrow a little bit.
Interesting. I'm feeling two things. One, I think it's going to be a smash, kind of like Flowers again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the like passive-aggressive take that we got from Liam Hemsworth since the divorce. I just got this feeling that Secrets is going to have kind of this pop, passive-aggressive, punchy, like pity party to her family. Like I feel like it's gonna be good. I don't know.
Yeah, so she recently went on a podcast and shared that it's kind of about how when, you know, Miley is the middle child and with all the stuff going on with her family, she wanted her dad to be able to confide in her like family secrets, which to me on the outside, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a horrible idea. Like, leave your kids out of it. Also, something really interesting about this song is it's going to feature two artists from Fleetwood Mac. So I think we're going to kind of get
so cool,
like a Glass Hearts version of Miley in it too, kind of mixed with the Poppy Flower version. So I'm really, really excited. It's going to be dropping this Friday.
I just love the version of Miley we're getting. As like, when she's on these podcasts, how she's speaking about the trauma that she's experienced from her youth and where she is at, and then where she's at musically. Like, yeah. I'm just super excited for like Miley Cyrus's future.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
I was busted with another woman. Now I need to know, do I need to move? It's the Brett Maga Show. It is the Brett Maga Show. Hairstylists out there, or if anyone has ever experienced this before, where you switch hairstylists at the same place, is it uncomfortable for you? Is it awkward? Can you get over this? 855-444-MEGA. Once you've been busted switching hairstylists, can you continue to go to the same place, or do I need to move salons? 855-444-6342. Be honest with me. What do I do now? If you remember, a few months back, I asked you guys. I brought it to your attention. I said, hey, I just don't think I'm clicking with my hairstylist. It's not really her. It's probably more me. There's some scheduling conflicts. There's conversation issues. And I don't love the way my hair looks. And I don't really have a problem with it. And you guys are like, no, you can switch. I mean, it'll be a little bit awkward, but it won't be a big deal. Just switch. That's what everyone told me. Hairstylists have thick skin. We get it. We get the game. I went and got my hair cut on Friday. No one even acknowledged how beautiful it looks. Thanks
a lot. I noticed it.
Thanks for saying you noticed it. What does that mean? Does it look beautiful?
I noticed it was shorter.
Not a compliment. It's something else to unpack. No one acknowledges it. Other than here, it says it's shorter. Cool. That's what haircuts do. And then as I'm almost wrapping up my haircut with my new stylist, we've been together like 3 or 4 times. We're not super committed either yet. And
jeez, this sounds like a relationship.
Yeah.
It is a relationship.
I mean, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. The old lady walks up out of nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Not like an awkward exchange, guys. She walked up to my chair. gets in my face and waved. Hi, good to see you.
Oh.
And then walked away. The new hairstylist said, well, that was awkward. I'm like, cool, do I burn the place down? Do I move? What do I do? Is it over? Like, is she going to keep doing this every time I go? Or was that my one awkward moment and now we're good? Like, where are we at now?
You're done. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Really? You think I'm the talk of the whole...
I believe the next step is sabotage.
Really? You think I'm like the talk of the salon?
For some reason, I thought it would be different for guys. For girls, I understand because you're in the chair for hours getting your hair done. You build this relationship. For guys, I feel like you're not there very long. So in my mind, I was like, they don't care.
Yeah.
Apparently they care.
They
care. Clearly
she
cares. Like, right? Like, she wasn't just saying hi to me, was she? She got up
no,
in my...
No, she was not just saying
that
hi.
That was a deeper message.
Yeah. She went right up and, like, waved, like, aggressively, like, don't you see me? Like, no. I was going to pretend like I didn't see her in the chair, but I... did see her.
That made it worse.
Don't you then all of a sudden, that's like taking money out of her pocket, right?
Shut up, Kevin. Is you're that, making it worse.
But that's probably why
she didn't
upset.
Like the way she cut your hair. Like,
so, that's my question. Do you like this new look?
I don't know. Do we like it, Hannah?
I still think there was sabotage written in somewhere.
Stop avoiding the question. Okay. Is it over? Like, we had our awkward moment and now we both can move on? Because you know, like, the first time you see your ex, like, out and about in public, it's awkward. Then the second time you see him, you're like, I don't even care anymore. It's over. Or is this like we're still avoiding each other for the rest of our lives? We don't go to the same places. This is a bad breakup. Where am I at in the breakup with my hairstylist? Do I need to pick a new salon? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Please help me out and tell me what to do. Does my hairstylist want me to be happier? I don't know. What do I do with this awkward exchange I've had now? Go to the same place, been actually going there for a while. And you guys all told me, hairstylists see this happen all the time. You switch from place, person to person. We can handle it. I mean, it's always a little bit awkward. You guys told me it would be no big deal. Then my old hairstylist walked right up to me as I was getting my hair cut from my new lady. And she waved at me and said, hi. And it was, and then walked away. Like, now I need to know, do I need to go pick a new salon? Am I the talk of the salon, or is it over and we're all good? We just had our one awkward exchange and I'm going to be good. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I'm afraid that now I've created tension among the hairstylists. Like, they think that, like Kevin pointed out, like, is there tension between those two now? Like, one stole the other person's money, like Kevin had said.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Brett, I think you're going to be labeled as that guy who, no matter who cuts your hair, you're difficult. Will you then leave this new?
Oh, you think I'm getting labeled the salon?
Will you leave the new stylist for another stylist in the salon?
There might be like your face in like a hairstylist Facebook group. Like, avoid this man.
Shut up. You guys are making it seem like I'm like...
I don't know who gave you this advice, but it was horrible advice.
To switch? You did. You said, Hannah, you were like, no, it's no big deal. If you don't like the performance, you'd switch. And I switched, and now you guys made it super awkward. I'd much rather...
I think you have to go to a whole nother salon.
Yeah.
But then Hannah...
Just avoid everything.
Just avoid it. Just keep swapping around.
I think you can never get your hair cut again, period. Yes, yeah. I think you need to go on YouTube and look up how to cut it yourself. I think you're done for.
Do you think I should grow out my hair all of a sudden? I got the beard going on.
Yeah.
That I will not allow.
Yeah, like all of a sudden I'm Jesus, guys. Look at this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.